Artist David Belke has worked in a variety of media over the years. He began in watercolor and still creates most of his work in that medium and in stained glass. But his work is not defined by any single approach. Its variety is such that creating a retrospective of his work poses special challenges. What are the themes that recur? What medium best expresses his vision? He's preparing a new exhibit that looks back over years of work, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
This is an ambitious show in the sense that you're trying to kind of sum up a lot of years of work, aren't you?
Yeah. My work is always filled with color, and I like to think of it as being affirmative for life's experiences.
Well, how does color translate into affirmation of life's experiences? That's a
color so expressive, and I can remember first seeing sitting in the art history room looking at the slides. We always called it art in the dark, and being so drawn to people like Paul Gauguin, and mm-hmm. I know that's a dirty word in some Hawaiian enclaves.
Is it really?
Well, he had a very interesting personal life.
No doubt.
Yeah. So,
who doesn't, right?
Right. So the color is a means of expression that first, when I was first given my first set of Prang watercolors back in about sixth grade, purple was always my favorite color, and I was always disappointed if purple wasn't part of the watercolor tray. And there's always some purple in my work. And I've always been drawn to stained glass, and I'm the kid. I went to parochial Lutheran school. Repressed all the way through, and but I'd sit in the pew in church on Sunday and count the pieces of glass in the windows. I always ran out of room at about 320.
So, well, like all artists, you found a way to put daydreaming to an effective use.
That's
right?
A very poetic way to say it, Chris. Thank you.
Feel free to use that. But you know, when I first saw that you started in watercolor and I had seen your work before, and knowing that you started in watercolor and moved to stained glass, and I remarked when I saw you this morning that I thought that the watercolor kind of morphed into the stained glass work.
I think that's exactly right. And in graduate school in Ohio, I approached several professors and said, I really want to learn stained glass, and they just sort of looked at me and shook their head. And
really? Why?
Well, it was considered a craft, and to elevate it to fine art, that's the touch, right? And
love when academics define these things?
Oh, man. But in a roundabout way, when I was deep in the wintry climes of North Dakota teaching at a state college there, an offer passed in front of my desk, and it was to learn stained glass, and my choice was Pilchuck, which was, of course, Dale Chihuly. And there was something called the Stained Glass School of America out in North Adams, Massachusetts, which was basically a mill town that they were renovating through fine art. Mm-hmm. And I went out and I studied that, and then everything just started to morph. And the retrospective shows about five different styles that I've done over the past 30 years. And it's all based on a personal experience, but I try to be affirmative. Some of these things represent eight-pointed stars that I call meditation medallions. There's a new series of pen and ink crosshatch on top of invented scenes that the core seed is Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey, and it's my personal journey in metaphor. But there's several Hawaiian scenes and looking back in through my imagination into time when the Native Hawaiian people were an effective self-sustaining society.
Pre-contact.
Yeah.
Well, you were telling me that you had met Robert Bly and Joseph Campbell, and that it's clear that your work is informed by that whole, archetypal myths, getting to the myths that all cultures share.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fascinating things about Campbell is finding the common links among cultures that could have had no contact with one another.
Just fantastic. I met both these gentlemen at a educational retreat in the Midwest, and they actually gave me an academic vocabulary for the first time about all these intuitive things that I've been thinking about and feeling, and all of a sudden I had vocabulary, and I had other books to read, and I had other images to look at, and then, of course, Bill Moyers made Campbell famous with that six-part series on PBS, mm-hmm. And then I started to read, in that vein. Prior to that, I've been reading books about a subconscious reality. You know, I was the guy in the 70s who read Carlos Castaneda and the Jane Roberts books and Seth Speaks and all of that kind of thing, just trying to figure out the sublink of consciousness and how we are all related and we are all one. And that's one of my core beliefs. You know, and one of my early series here, I'm not even representing in this upcoming show at Goha.
Gallery of Hawaii Artists.
Yeah, and I did a series of turtles because at that time I had just moved here over 20 years ago. And the issue was these turtles in Kaneohe Bay that were getting these goiters and cancerous things on their soft tissue.
Yeah.
And my theory was that, you know, what happens to the turtles happens to us. That's how closely things are linked.
Well, there's a little doubt about that, yeah. You know.
So someone said to me, I have a couple people who actually follow me pretty close, and she's a doctor, and she said, I like your art, David, because it's affirming towards life. It's positive.
You can see that in the color palette, and it's not wildly hot color, but you like colors, and this is the stained glass influence.
Yeah.
You like colors that glow.
Absolutely.
You like iridescence.
I like light. So,
yeah,
so we had that conversation in December about light, and you asked me what was with stained glass, and I said, look, it's all about transcendence. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, sure.
And I was surprised that I had said that, but it's true. You know, there are powers greater than we are collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And as artists, and I know quite a few artists that have this feeling, and it's just up to them to bring the imagery to the canvas or to the paper or to the video or whatever they're working on.
But, you know, the stained glass influence that I see in your work, David, is also that you're not just creating colors and shapes. You're creating colors and shapes with designed to have light shine through them. That's
mm-hmm.
a big difference.
That's it, yeah.
Than something opaque.
Light is the metaphor.
Yeah.
And it's the affirmation, because where would we be without sunlight? Where would we be without moonlight? I walk a dog late at night. I'm always checking the phases of the moon. And
well, the sun rose this morning. That's as much as I know. David, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Good
I appreciate
to have
it.
You. David Belke is an artist whose exhibit, Living Archetypes, opens next Friday at the Gallery of Hawaii Artists, and details are on our HPR2 website.